everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope for the 9th of April. So today, the Sun's contra parallel to Saturn makes its exact conjunction at 4 minutes past midnight, and I talked about that on the 7th and went in depth for all that means. The Moon also enters Aries. The Sun also makes a contra parallel to Mars exact at 3:06 a.m. and Mars is parallel to Saturn is exact at 7:57 a.m. today. So all of these energies are really potent today, and I went in depth, as I said, about all three of them on the 7th. So if you want to re-listen to that audio if you didn't. Also today, Mercury enters Pisces at 12 minutes past 5. So yeah, the combination of the Moon entering Aries and Mercury entering Pisces, Moon in Aries can boost our enthusiasm, make us more sort of like spontaneous and taking initiative. You know, if you've been stuck in a rut, you may feel inspired to take action and just go after what you really want as well. It can give us the example to finally start that new project we've been putting off, or tell someone we love them, or end that toxic relationship. Mercury in Pisces makes our communication a bit more dreamy, more intuitive and imaginative. It allows us to think more creatively and deeply, and if we're open to it, we can sort of like open ourselves up to deep insights about ourselves and the world, how we can improve our communication, how we can become more empathetic and understanding in the way that we communicate with ourselves, with our thought patterns. We all have thoughts. Some of us have up to, I don't know, something ridiculous, about a million or 17 million thoughts if we don't reprogram our mind. And I've been doing a lot of work on myself over the past 7 years, and I've improved a lot, but you know, it's still a work in progress. But yeah, this energy allows us to, you know, think about the toxic thoughts and just be more open to going into maybe a meditative state or repeating an affirmation. And don't just repeat affirmations dolly, because a lot of people don't like affirmations because they just find them repetitive. You have to find your own. Sometimes you can read affirmations but add your own spice into it, you know, from your own life experiences, from the things you want to attract in your life, and put passion into it and emotion into it. And so yeah, it allows us to connect with others on a deeper level and express our thoughts and feelings more effectively. So that's really good. Negatively, the Moon in Aries can make us impulsive and impatient and take unnecessary risks and make hasty decisions. So we may feel the urge to jump into something without fully considering the consequences, and you know, we have to be careful because you don't want to end up in a dodgy relationship or doing something that totally rocks the world. So negatively, also, Mercury in Pisces can make us vague in communication and confusing, ignoring red flags and just being escapist with our communication, avoiding questions and stuff. And some of us may find it hard to express ourselves right now because we may be more dreamy, more chilled out, you know, and we may struggle to get our point across and misinterpret other people's words. So just make sure you ask for people to repeat, or just give yourself time before saying yes and get all the information and gather facts, you know, avoid joining a cult and stuff like that as well, and being taken in. It's always best to get your information from many sources and listen to people you don't agree with. That has saved my life, especially on the spiritual journey, with so much different opinions out there. You know, it's really good to be spiritual and open-minded, but also to keep our rational and critical thinking as well, and researching the Trivium method and stuff like that. And which is basically, when someone's speaking to you, like I'm speaking to you now, you always have to think about, why are they saying this in a certain way? They're trying to persuade you. Is there another way to think? And there's lots of, more than one thing can be true at the same time. So you know, it's best to be flexible and open-minded over the 3 to 6 weeks. Mercury is in Pisces. I think it's more about 3 to 4 weeks, because Mercury moves pretty fast, although it's, and also Mercury's in retrograde as well right now as well. So yeah, the best use of the Moon in Aries and Mercury in Pisces is take time out to be creative, trust your intuition, explore your inner world, launch that business idea, start that fitness goal. You may think, oh, it's 4 years into the new year, you know, it's too late to get off a couple of pounds. Listen, hey, getting off £1 is better than getting off 0 pounds, you know. Sometimes we think about these big goals, we have to break them down into small steps. So yeah, this energy of the moon in Aries allows us to assert ourselves confidently, and we can use Mercury in Pisces to journal, like I said, meditate, tap into our subconscious and uncover hidden depths of creativity as well. Just being more open to thinking out the box, coming up with innovative solutions to long-standing problems even, you know, and just being more open to just love and the good stuff in life, empathy, and make sure you take time out to rest and a lot of Saturn energy this week. So I will repeat this a lot. Take time out for self-care, find the healthy balance between work and rest as well, and just engage in things that can keep you grounded. Take breaks when needed. Sometimes, you know, going for a walk can stimulate your creativity, and some of you may find that your gut instincts, your intuition, guide you towards more unconventional, unconformist paths or opportunities that you may have otherwise overlooked. Right now, trust your gut feelings, and as I said, I think a few weeks ago, when we're lost in fear and stuff, we can find it hard to discern our intuitive voice. So if you can't trust your intuition, try and use your logic, but just take steps to remove or work through your fear. And I am all for 51%. 51% of the time when you're not living in fear, that's good enough, because if you round up, it's more nearer to 100% than zero. So yeah, you see where I'm going with it. So yeah, anyway, that was the daily scope for the 9th of April.